Good afternoon and welcome to another JPR Live session brought to you with the support from the Talent Club. Joining me in the JPR Steve Nelson Performance Studio on the campus of Southern Oregon University is singer-songwriter Melissa Carper, and she's joined by guitarist Doug Strahan. She's on tour right now on the release of her latest called Ramblin' Soul. Melissa Carper, welcome to JPR. It's good to have you here in person. How are you today?
Great. Thanks, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yep. You're performing tonight at La Baguette in Ashland. It's a sold-out show. Congratulations on that. And your new record. It's been getting quite a bit of praise. We've been enjoying it quite a bit ourselves.
Thank you.
And you can find Melissa Carper CDs, vinyl, t-shirts, as well as her bio and tour schedule at her website, melissacarper.com. It's MelissaCarper.com. You're on an extensive tour right now. It's taking you all over the place, including some dates with Hayes Carl and Brennan Lee and Kelly Willis. Is this your first time back out since the pandemic? Or?
Oh, no. I've been playing quite a bit. But I haven't toured quite this much in a long time.
Yeah, I was noticing you have dates like pretty straight up through
April. Yeah, usually
I
stay closer to home, and I've never toured the West Coast, so this is a first for me. We're having a great time.
Oh, good. Yeah, so it's going pretty well. You were in Reno last night. How was that show?
Yeah, it was fun. It was also a sold-out show. It was a little spot, Abbey's Highway 40, but yeah, super fun.
Cool. And have you noticed audiences are a little different now, or are they different on the West Coast? Are they different from before the pandemic? How's that been going?
Well, I would say we've had great audiences on the West Coast. They're very enthusiastic. I've been surprised that people actually know my music, which is really cool because I've never been over here. So there's some people that are like singing along the songs, and it's nice to have some enthusiastic audiences. It's really exciting to be out here.
Yeah, we're excited that you're here with us today. Well, how about starting off with a song? What do you want to play?
How about Zen Buddha?
Love that one.
All right.
This is Zen Buddha and Melissa Carper in a JPR Live session.
Oh, I gotta be a Zen Buddha. You better, and it ain't getting no better. It's getting frustrating hanging out with you, babe, taking a meditating to get out of the state that you put me in. Zen Buddha, Zen Buddha, Zen Buddha, Zen Buddha. Zen Buddha, Zen Buddha, Zen Buddha.
That is Melissa Carper, joined by Doug Strahan in a JPR live session. That is Zen Buddha. It's a tune off of her latest release called Ramblin' Soul. Where did you come up with that song?
Zen Buddha?
Yeah.
Oh, actually, it was quite a long time ago. It's kind of about having a crush on somebody, and you have to be around them, but you can't be with them. And, so when you first start having a crush on somebody, you feel a lot of love. There's a lot of love in your heart. That's what it's about.
Excellent. Yeah. Great tune. Thanks so much for playing that. Yeah. I love this nickname that Chris Scruggs gave you, Hillbilly Holiday. Where does that come from? Pretty well versed in all kinds of old Americana. What brought you into that realm of music?
Yeah, well, I grew up listening to old country music. My family had a bunch of Hank Williams and Loretta Lynn, Patsy Cline, all kinds of old country that we listened to. And then we had a family country band as well. And then as I started getting a little older, I was discovering I liked even older stuff than they had, mm-hmm. like Jimmy Rogers, and I started listening to old blues. And then I discovered I loved the jazz vocalists, and so I just, you know, kept finding what I could find, I love that nickname too that Chris gave me, but I never thought I sounded like Billie Holiday, so that's news to me. But I'll use that quote though.
Yeah, when you're getting into some of the more jazzy stuff, you do. I can really hear it. It's a good nickname too. My gateway song into your music was "Would You Like to Get Some Goats?" That's from your previous album, Daddy's Country Gold. And at that time, you and Rebecca Paddock were living and working on a farm, and you're still doing that. Is that right?
I'm living on a farm. We're uh-huh. still living on a farm near Bastrop, Texas. Uh-huh. But we don't have time to work there anymore. We were doing work trade there during the pandemic when we had lost our gigs. Mm. But yeah. These days we're full-time musicians again. So wow. I do love working on farms, though. If I wasn't a musician, that would be my choice of trade.
So you and Rebecca go back to the band, the Buffalo Gals band, right? Were you in that together?
Yeah. We formed that band together, Buffalo Gals, and then we're also in a band called Sad Daddy.
I was going to ask about that. We were playing that album Way Up in the Hills that came out about a year or so ago. I heard you had some dates to write some more with that band.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, we just had gigs. Sad Daddy had gigs in Arkansas around New Year's, and then we spent about 4 or 5 days after our shows hanging out and trying to write some songs together
We expect some new Sad Daddy coming out in the near future?
Yeah, I don't know about the near future, but hopefully we'll get around to recording again this year. Everybody in Sad Daddy's pretty busy, and we're all kind of doing our own thing. And Joe, the banjo player, has two little babies. Well, the youngest is only 6 months, so we don't play a lot, but I'm hoping we do get to record again this year. It's a super fun band. I love playing with Sad Daddy.
How do you guys go about in a group like that doing writing? Is it somebody comes in with lyrics? Do you sit around at a think tank and do lyrics?
Yeah, it's been some of everything. Or you'll come in with a little idea, and then maybe everyone will help you develop it. Or this time around, there are a couple just brand new fresh songs we started together. Which that was fun. Yeah, it's really fun. Everybody is there. We're all like old friends at this point. We've been hanging out over 10 years. So it's just, you know, fun hanging out. We have a good time. And to me, everyone in Sad Daddy, they're some of my favorite songwriters. So it's fun to get those minds together.
Well, we'd love to hear another song. What do you want to play with?
How about we do From What I Recall?
Oh, great. Love it.
All right. From what I recall, from what I recall, we were never right for each other. Too short much too tall, and we were never right for each other after all. From what I recall, from what I recall, we were never right for each other. Your mama never liked me, and I never liked your pa, and we were never right for each other after all. So after all this time has passed, why does my love for you last? After all, yes, after all.
Melissa Carper in a JPR live session with What I Recall, a tune off of her latest record called Ramblin' Soul, joined by Doug Strahan, playing some nice tasty guitar on that tune. You've worked with a couple other Americana musicians that we play quite a bit on Open Air, Sarah Farrell and Brandon Lee. Brandon Lee actually wrote Hanging On To You with you on your new album. Is that right?
Actually, that's just her song.
Is it?
Yeah, just Brandon Lee. I didn't write that one, but I put it on there because I love it, and she hardly ever plays that song. So, yeah.
So, hey, you got a song from her. How did you guys all meet? Yeah.
Well, I've known Brandon a really long time. I moved to Austin in 2009 and almost immediately met her and started playing some bass with her. And just over the years, you know, we've become really good friends, and we started co-writing, and we've written several things together now. And also, recently, we've started playing in a trio together with Kelly Willis. So that's a lot of fun, too. Sierra, I haven't known her near as long as Brennan. I met her when I moved to Nashville, and she was playing out there. And first time I heard her sing, I was just absolutely blown away.
Yeah, that's what we got.
I had to go talk to her. I was like, who do you listen to? Right. How do you sing like that?
Right. Yeah, we got her album about a year ago as well.
Yeah.
We're like, yep,
yeah,
this is the real stuff.
And so
it's kind of right in there with what you're doing, and as well as the Brandon Lee album that came out last year. All just like really great Texas swing-based kind of music.
A great album, yeah.
Could we expect maybe a trio with Carper Farrell and Lee, or maybe with Kelly Willis there? Is it Kelsey Willis? Sorry.
Oh, Kelly Willis.
Kelly Willis. Sorry, having a brain crack.
Yeah. So the trio that we're actually going out quite a bit this year. Kelly Willis, Brennan Lee, and myself.
So those dates are as a trio.
That's as a trio. So we'll be trading songs, and we back each other up, and we've learned harmony to each other's songs. So it's like, you know, kind of like a band, but sort of like a song swap too.
Yeah. Oh, cool. That if you guys get out to the West Coast, you're welcome back here for sure.
Oh, thank you. Well, I think we're getting close. We actually might be coming out to Oregon. I know we're doing Montana, and then they're setting up some stuff even further west. So there's a chance we're coming to Oregon.
We'd love to have you back for sure. That's you've written songs in the past about a couple of different vans. You wrote a song about a Chevy van. And on the new album, there's the 1980 Dodge van. And the album's called Ramblin' Soul. You have a relationship with the road. Is that a safe to say?
Yeah. Yeah. I seem to have driven a lot of miles in my life and also moved around a lot. I don't really stay in one spot for too long. And I don't know why. It just keeps happening. I would like to settle down someday.
You've spent a lot of time busking. How do you feel like that helps you develop your musicianship and your writing and your performing? Is that a?
Yeah, I started busking when I moved to Eureka Springs, Arkansas, in my early 20s, and I think it was really good practice for me to learn how to sing and. To learn how to project, and you're not using a microphone, so you're trying to get over top, you know, the traffic and everything. So there, you know, you kind of, if you don't ruin your voice, you sort of learn ways of of projecting. And I busked quite a bit down when I lived down in New Orleans as well. Mm. And that was a lot of fun, busking on Royal Street and getting to hear all the other musicians down there.
Yeah, there's some stiff competition down there.
That's right. Yeah, well, you got to get up at 5 in the morning to even get a spot on Royal Street.
One of the songs on the new album is an Odetta song, Hit or Miss. What drew you to that song?
Somebody suggested I play that song, actually, and I started listening to it, and I was a little bit intimidated. I thought, there's no way I can pull this song off, but I started trying to sing it and turned in a demo to the producers of the album, and I guess they thought it was good enough.
So does that have any significance to you as just the meaning of that song? Is it
I do. I love the message of that song. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Seems like an individualism and power empowerment kind of with gotta be me sort of thing.
Yeah, I think it's got a really great message. It's really fun to sing. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then there was another song, Ain't a Day Go By, that was based on someone who was important to you. Tell us about that.
Yeah, I wrote Ain't a Day Goes By for my dog, Betty. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's a sweet song.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, how'd you like to play another song for us then?
Yeah, you bet. I think you mentioned earlier you might want to hear the 1980 Dodge van.
Yeah, that'd be
song.
A good one. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a van that I was given by my parents when I was a teenager and I was about to go off to college. So they gave me the family Dodge van, and I think they didn't realize I was gonna travel all around the country and start living out of it.
Great. 1980 Dodge van. This is Melissa Carper in a JPR live session.
Oh, three, four. A 1980 Dodge van was my very first car. I drove her in just everywhere. She had 300,000 hard miles on that motor. Been hauling my family around long as I remember. Now that van was mine. I'm gonna turn around one more time. That beautiful big brown 1980 Dodge van. She took us to D.C., Six Flags, and Worlds of Fun. Daddy asleep at the wheel, mama riding shotgun. I steer where my daddy slept. He'd put it in cruise, take a little nap. How he's still alive in that 1980 Dodge van. A 1980 Dodge van, she was a Mexican van. Had all five kids in a country band. Went all around to the Eagles, Elks, and Moose. When I got a hold of her, I really turned her loose. I took out all them seats. Had a home on wheels, oh, it was real sweet. Rambling days were in a Dodge van. Mom and daddy gave me. I drove a proud up and down all across the land. Then one day that old van, she didn't want to start no more. I took her to a lot of mechanics and it broke my heart. Thousands of dollars later, well, she still had a broken carburetor. Wish someone could fix that 1980 Dodge van. A 1980 Dodge van was my very first car. I drove around just everywhere. She had 300,000 hard miles on that motor. Been hauling my family around long as I remember. That van was mine. I'm gonna turn around one more time. That beautiful big brown 1980 Dodge van. Turn around one more time. Sure did love that 1980 Dodge van.
Melissa Carper in a JPR Live session, 1980 Dodge van. That's off the new album, Ramblin' Soul. You can find it and more information about Melissa Carper, including her tour dates, at melissacarper.com. Did your dad really drive that, put it on cruise control, and take a snooze?
That really happened. Wow. I remember I was like 11 years old or something when I started steering the car. When you're old enough to steer.
Uh-huh. So your dad could snooze.
So
and
he
could
sleep.
Steer.
Yeah, I can't believe it. It seemed normal when I was 11, but... Now looking back, I can't believe we did that.
Well, thanks so much for visiting with us today. We wish you the best on the rest of your tour and look forward to whatever you're doing next because we enjoyed it quite a bit.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me, Dave.
You bet. This JPR Live session was brought to you with the support of the Talent Club located at 114 Talent Avenue in Talent, Oregon. They feature live music on a regular basis and a relaxed atmosphere to gather. Find their music schedule at talentclublive.com. And you can find this and our past JPR Live sessions at ijpr.org, also at Spotify, Stitcher, and Apple Podcasts.